making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon. Online at smhmo.org.
Your home is where memories are made, and it's where your family feels safe. You don't want a memory of pests invading your home or making it unsafe for your family. Hello, I'm Michael Patterson, owner of Pest Pro Solutions in Shelbina and Moberly. Pest Pro Solutions is a family-owned and operated, so we understand how important good memories are. So when a pest or a problem, call Pest Pro Solutions, because we're the best solution to keep your home or business bug-free and happy. To contact us or learn more, view pestpromo.com. That's pestpromo.com.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
What you put off maintaining today could cost you more later on. When it comes to your vehicle's tires, it's essential for your safety and the safety of others that your tire pressure, tread, and sidewalls are in good shape. Drive with peace of mind.
For tire inspections, maintenance, and purchases, visit KB Tire and Auto. Quality tires at affordable prices. Call 263-7500.
A crazy finish to this one at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Stadium as the Moberly Spartans get a stunning 2-1 victory over the Hannibal Pirates as Joshua Price delivers victory at the death with 22 seconds left. A shot from the top of the box hits the very top level of the netting, upper 90, to beat Parker Terrell and give Moberly a dramatic 2-1 victory, their third win of the season and in NCMC play, and they all but knocked the Hannibal Pirates right out of conference title contention in the process. All the scoring came from the two top scorers for these two teams. Price got the scoring going with his 13th of the season in the 13th minute. After a ball over the top by Sherez, Nichols found Price in alone on Terrell. He slid it under Terrell for the goal to make it 1-0. And it stood that way for 50 minutes of gameplay. And finally, Nathan DeStefani took a pass intercepted by Drew Porter. And his shot hit off the underside of the crossbar and just landed on the goal side of the goal line for his 23rd goal of the season. That came in the 63rd minute to level things up at 1. But that was when Joshua Price delivered probably some of the biggest heroics seen in a while here for the Moberly Spartans boys soccer team as O'Loughlin took a touch, was able to feed it on over, as again the pass came from Will O'Loughlin. He found Price at the top of the box. He was able to beat a defender, get enough separation, and then hammer a shot with pace over the outstretched arms of Parker Terrell into the back of the net. And that is what gave Moberly a dramatic 2-1 victory this evening here at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Stadium. With the victory, they improve to 3-13-2 on the season, while Hannibal drops their second in three games as they fall now to 12-4 on the season. And for Moberly, I discussed with Coach Ben Hayes beforehand, last season the Spartans went on a four-game winning streak over the tail end of the regular season, then knocked off the top seed in their district, Kirksville, before falling 7-0 in the next round of districts to Missouri Military Academy. But this is a sign that they can grab some momentum and possibly get a good push going here at the end of the regular season. We'll kind of preview what these two teams have coming up as a tail end. We also hope to speak with both coaches, Ben Hayes of Moberly, as well as Coach Eric Hill of the Hannibal Pirates. But first up, we'll take a two-minute break. Come back with more post-game coverage here on Information Radio Quicks.
Hey Columbia, it's Leanne Seidenstricker reminding you that Seidenstricker, your local John Deere dealer, will be by your side at Bass Pro Saturday, October 19th from 9 to 2. Test drive and receive one-day only discounts on John Deere 1 through 5 Series tractors, plus a chance to win a $250 gift card. Plus, all who test drive receive a Bass Pro gift card while supplies last. One-day only savings October 19th from 9 to 2 at Columbia's Bass Pro.
Offer good 10-19-2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The all-new Pit Smoked Brisket Sandwich has arrived at Subway at both locations in Moberly. The Pit Smoked Brisket Sandwich comes loaded with savory meat that has been slow-cooked for 13 hours, topped with melted smoked cheddar cheese, barbecue sauce in both the 6-inch and foot-long. Also new to Subway, sliders. There's little cheesesteak, Italian spice, little turkey, and ham and jack. Stop by your local Subway with two locations in Moberly and try out the newest items on the menu, the Pit Smoked Brisket Sandwich, new caramel apple cookies, or one of the sliders.
Sheraton Valley.
It takes dedication.
How bad do you want it?
It takes discipline.
Come on, one more.
It takes the will to win from within.
I got this.
And it takes the support of an entire community to make winning it all worth fighting for.
Share your team success through Sheraton Valley's premier services. Fiber, wireless internet, the latest smartphones and tablets, and their 4G LTE network. Sheraton Valley supports all area activities.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Two to one final, the Moberly Spartans knock off the Hannibal Pirates in NCMC boys soccer action tonight as Moberly gets win number 3 both on the season and in conference play. Joshua Price, the hero, scoring both goals this evening for the Moberly Spartans, and he nabs the winning goal with just 22.4 seconds left in this contest to give them a 2-1 victory here at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Stadium. Got Coach Hayes coming in here now for the post-game interview again as a dramatic victory tonight for the Moberly Spartans as Joshua Price plays hero this evening. But really looking at this game on the whole of it as Coach Hayes slides in beside me, really looking at Coach, all 11 guys you had out there tonight, they were the heroes this evening.
Yeah, they played very well. I think we had we subbed one time, I think, the whole game for about 2 minutes. So, 11 guys pretty much played 80 minutes. That's the best overall game we've played by far. So,
well, yeah. And talking with you leading up to this one, Coach, and you got exactly what you wanted out of the first 20 minutes. You really controlled possession. You had the better of the chances, and most importantly, you're able to pip a goal when Nichols floated that ball over the top for Price to get on the end of.
Yeah, I told our boys one of the problems we had is we had let up goals early in games and got behind early. And I told them we don't have to have the lead early, just keep the ball out of the net for them. And then the longer the game goes that way, we have some confidence. And then we went up 1-0, and you could just see the confidence in our boys.
Yeah, and then you look at the and going back, the second half was one thing with DeStefani tying it, but yeah, there's nothing worse than giving up a goal in the last minute of any half. Obviously, you got the one that counted in the second half, but you nearly gave one up in the end of the first half, if not for the play of Andrew Emgarten. I mean, thoughts on those couple saves he made there at the end of regulation?
Yeah, Andrew's a really, really solid goalkeeper. He had some games here he's given up goals, but really he's just taking so many shots. But he played such a good game today, and that save at the end of the end of the first half was pretty amazing.
And you look at the overall key, you feel like it was just the fact that you were able to control possession by and large for most of the night. Was that the biggest key you felt like in getting this win?
Yeah, that was definitely the game we've possessed the ball the best, passed the ball around, played to feet a little bit more than we have been. So it was nice to see us play an overall team game.
And DeStefani gets that goal off the underside of the crossbar, just over the line, with the linesman making the call pretty much immediately there. And, you know, biggest concern then was trying to, I would imagine, get back in the attack. But it seemed like really your boys didn't skip the beat. They got right back to business and seemed to get back to playing much like they were in that first half.
You're exactly right. They could have easily folded, and Hannibal could have put in two or three real quick, and then we could have lost that game. But the point, I mean, we just went right on the attack. Honestly, after that goal, I don't remember them having a lot of great chances after that goal. When we had plenty, of course, and then the goal with 22 seconds left.
And just take us through that winning goal from Joshua Price to really just send this your sideline and the Mulberry side of the stands into hysterics.
I think Will O'Loughlin put it into Josh Price there on the left side, and he got a couple good touches, and I was just hoping he could just get just a little space because I know he has a great shot. And then it took a deflection off the defender, which definitely helped a lot. And I honestly didn't know how much time was left. I didn't realize it was 22 seconds left when he scored.
And, you mentioned leading up that Price has a heck of a foot. Have you ever clocked the power shot? Because the fact that it took a deflection and was still going at that higher rate of speed is impressive.
Yeah, we've never have done anything like that. Him and Chris Coons both on our team are sweeper, and then Josh up front. They both have huge feet, so they can hit it pretty hard. And Shrez can, too, whenever he gets into one, but he's more of a finesse a little bit.
Coach, last season the Spartans caught fire late, won four of their last five for falling in districts to Missouri Military Academy. This can certainly be a good start to building towards that. If the win tonight, you get a day off to collect yourselves before Boonville. What do you expect in that matchup against the Boonville Pirates?
They're a real solid, real fundamental team. They're extremely well coached. They don't really have any superstars, but they have a lot of really, really good players, and they play very well together, and they put it to us pretty bad last time. So hopefully we can, again, kind of like we did against Hannibal, hopefully we can keep them out of the net early and get some confidence.
All right, Coach Hayes, congratulations on the victory. Thanks for joining us in the post game, and best of luck Thursday against Boonville.
Thank you very much, and thanks for all you do and putting us on the air.
You're welcome, Coach. That is Coach Ben Hayes of the Mulberry Spartans, victorious tonight 2-1 over Hannibal. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with final thoughts on this one. Mulberry victorious 2-1, back in 60 seconds.
The all-new Pit Smoked Brisket Sandwich has arrived at Subway at both locations in Moberly. The Pit Smoked Brisket Sandwich comes loaded with savory meat that has been slow-cooked for 13 hours, topped with melted smoked cheddar cheese, barbecue sauce in both the 6-inch and foot-long. Also new to Subway, sliders. There's little cheesesteak, Italian spice, little turkey, and ham and jack. Stop by your local Subway with two locations in Moberly and try out the newest items on the menu, the Pit Smoked Brisket Sandwich, new caramel apple cookies, or one of the sliders.
Sheraton Valley.
It takes dedication.
How bad do you want it?
It takes discipline.
Come on, one more.
It takes the will to win from within.
I got this. I got this.
And it takes the support of an entire community to make winning it all worth fighting for.
Share your team success through